From the Sky News Centre at 3, Palestinian health officials say at least 5 people have reportedly been killed in Gaza in another shooting near an aid hub. The site is run by a US and Israeli-backed foundation. Dr. Victoria Rose has just returned from Gaza. She says there's not enough aid to go around.
The way in which the food is being distributed in very small areas is not effective. And when we look at the ways in which the United Nations ran the operation, which was aid through multiple entry points, worked far more effectively than this operation does.
Meanwhile, Israel's defense minister has threatened to take whatever measures necessary to stop an aid boat carrying Greta Thunberg from reaching Gaza. A 15-year-old boy remains in hospital with serious injuries after being attacked in a country park in Sunderland. Two 16-year-old boys and a 15-year-old girl have been charged with attempted murder. They'll appear in court tomorrow. It's understood the government will deal with the winter fuel allowance in the autumn. Technology Secretary Peter Kyle says the Chancellor will instead focus on spending for the next 3 years. We already know £86 billion in funding is going to science and £500 million will be shared between the regions. Scotland's First Minister John Swinney outlines what he would like to see from Rachel Reeves.
Investment in our public services after so many years of austerity, the restoration of winter fuel payments and compensation for the public sector from the increases in employer national insurance contributions that are significantly constraining public expenditure.
The EastEnders actor Jamie Borthwick has been suspended by the BBC. It's after a video emerged of the star using a disabled slur to describe the people of Blackpool. It's where Strictly Come Dancing is filmed. He won the 2023 Christmas special. And Prince William has warned the world's oceans are diminishing before our eyes and called on the world to think big. Speaking in Monaco, the royal said everyone is responsible for change. And that's the latest from Sky News. I'm Stephen Davis.
There are two types of drive you can have on the motorway. One that feels like this. Or one that feels... like this. The difference is just a few little changes. Like giving more space to the car in front. Or not hogging the middle lane. Because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions. Which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less... and a lot more National Highways.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway.
Welcome to the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8. I'm Kat Norris and I'm with you for the next hour, playing a selection of new releases by Sarah Beth Tusek, Cutworms, Kian Nugent, Hollow Hand, Gruff Rhys, His Golden Messenger and Laura Veers. Plus some wonderful classic records, Cocteau Twins, Magnolia Electric Company and Real Estate. Let's kick off with a track from the brand new album Everything Harmony by The Lemon Twigs. What You Were Doing.
Make me mad.
What You Were Doing by the wonderful Lemon Twigs. And you can find that on their brand new album, Everything Harmony, out now on Captured Tracks. Hello and welcome to another hour of the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8, where we shine a light on the latest new releases and revisit classic gems of the past. I'm Kat Norris, here to transport you on a journey of music in the next hour. Up next, a record that seems to uplift my spirits and break my heart all at the same time. Sounds painful, I know, but it is such a beautiful experience, this record. The album is Joan of All by Sarah Beth Tusek. After a break of over a decade, it is a tremendous album. And from her brand new album, Joan of All, this is Work.
What can I do with the sun and the moon? What can I say to make that something okay? 'Cause I got bills to pay. And I can't think on you all day. I got bills to pay. And I can't sit with you all day.
To have lived.
Sarah Beth Tusek and The Beautiful Work, taken from her brand new album, Joan of All, out now on Ocean Omen. You're listening to The Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8. Up next, a record that I cannot stop listening to is the self-titled new album by Cutworms, which is singer-songwriter Max Clark. Released on Jag Jaguar Records, this is the wonderful Don't Fade Out.
Basildon and East Thurrock's brighter sound from the heart of Eastgate. Gateway 97.8.
Rambling and rugged,
Israel Nash and the wonderful Azarka, taken from his album of the same name, released on Loose Music. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8. I'm Kat Norris, and if you'd like to contact me, you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, as at Record Shop Radio, or on Facebook as the Record Shop Radio Show. Up next, a record that I felt I've been waiting a lifetime to be released is the brand new record by Kian Nugent. It's a thing of beauty. Kian wrote about the album earlier this year on Bandcamp. Meaning can come from surprising places. In 2019, while rehabilitating from a stroke and experiencing difficulty with speech, and in her case, a complete inability to speak, My mother began saying, she brings me back to the land of the living, seemingly out of nowhere and with little knowledge of its origin or meaning. The phrase seemed fortuitous and mysteriously meaningful. It stuck with me while I was working on the songs that became this album, and it gained further meaning when in 2020 I moved back to my family home in the Dublin suburbs to become a caretaker for her. This lifestyle change and the new role provided purpose, and it also helped conceptually form this album, and in a sense provided a return for me to the land of the living. The songs here act as a way of processing change and accepting new futures. The album cover is a painting made by my mother, Kathy Nugent, in 2019, while in hospital. It served as inspiration and guidance during the album's production. She Brings Me Back to the Land is out now and taken from it, featuring some amazing guitar work. This is Kian Nugent, and I've Been Down.
Tell me where to go.
Kian Nugent and the wonderful I've Been Down, which you can find on his brand new album, She Brings Me Back to the Land of the Living, which was inspired by his mother's health. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show. Another record that has had a real impact recently on me is the new album from California's Hollow Hand. The man behind Hollow Hand, Max Kinghorn Mills, says that the attitude of the album is definitely DIY, about just doing everything yourself and not needing to rely on anyone. That's the one thing I love about doing this. No one has any answers for you. You are your own boss, and it's your own adventure. It's down to you. Hollow Hand's third studio album, Your Own Adventure, is out now on Curation Records. Featuring Tim Smith, this is Before Tomorrow.
Before tomorrow.
Before Tomorrow featuring Tim Smith, that was Hollow Hand, taken from their third studio album, Your Own Adventure. You're listening to The Record Shop on Gateway 97.8. Up next, let's revisit a classic album that celebrated its 40th anniversary in October. The album is Head Over Heels by the Cocteau Twins. Released in 1983, it paved the way for other bands that wanted to transport music listeners across the cosmos. This is In the Gold Dust Rush.
Basildon and East Thurrock's brighter sound. From the heart of Eastgate, Gateway 97.8.
Take
Griff Rhys and Celestial Candy Floss. You're listening to The Record Shop, here with you, transporting you through the very best new and vintage sounds. Another great new release is Jump for Joy, by a band that cannot help but bring joy, but also reflectiveness in everything they do. The mighty His Golden Messenger. From Jump for Joy, this is The Wandering. His Golden Messenger and The Wandering, which you can find on their new record, Jump for Joy. Let's now go back to an album that I haven't played anything from in a while, a record that just feels like part of my soul. The album is Josephine by Magnolia Electric Company. Released in 2009, this is Hope Dies Last.
What are you hunting here? Child, I hunt what will not stand. I bring home the northern lights.
just insane. I see the arrow climb. I know it finds my heart every time.
Basildon and East Thurrock's brighter sound from the heart of Eastgate. Gateway 97.8.
Good night, darling. I wish you beautiful dreams. While the waking world burns, you find relief in sleep. Rest your head now in your beautiful dreams. You said you're dead, dead. Came to you. And he told you to sing now.
Beautiful Dreams by Laura Veers, taken from her brand new album, Phone Orphans. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Sadly, we're at the end, but there'll be more next week as usual. Let's finish our music journey today with something from an album which I consider to be a modern classic. In 2014, Real Estate released their third studio album, Atlas, which was recorded at Wilco Studio, The Loft in Chicago, and at the Magic Shop Studio in New York. Taken from Atlas, I've chosen a track which I feel is just right for right now. This is Real Estate with Horizon. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
on your mobile apps, on 97.8, and now on DAB. This is Gateway.